Yo people, Zero Manners Boys here. We're back again to wrap up 2022. Take a look at all the stuff that we might want to explain, give you a little insight. Let's go. Alright, cool. Take a look. 2022. Look, let me break it down to you lot, yeah. 2022 was one of the hardest years for all of us. I can't lie. Strikes. Still mid in COVID. Price of everything's gone up. You can't buy oil anymore. You can't buy nothing. 2022 was one of them years, yeah, we need to dash in the bin. I can't lie to you. I know all the Zero Manners boys will agree. It was a hard year. This year, man, almost died. I'm not gonna lie to you, though. 2023, I need 2023 to be good for me. I might need a girl. Oh, no, I might be chatting shit. That's what we're doing here, we're chatting shit. This is a light one, yeah, but I think it was important. I need it. A lot of people wanted me to explain this one, yeah. Episode 23, yeah. Damn. Them trips to Africa in December. Listen, yeah. Them trips to Africa in December, yeah, are notorious for so many reasons. Some man, you got your girl, everything's all going good. She goes, babes, I'm going to Africa in December. Bro, it's peak. I'm just going to tell you, bro. It's peak, yeah? Africa in December, yeah? You cannot compete. You cannot compete with the man and what they're doing over there, yeah? All I'm saying, you try WhatsApp her. Babes, are you okay? She didn't respond for... How long was we giving? 48 hours. Did they respond for 48 hours, yeah? I didn't say it. But somebody said it, innit? That's all I'm saying. Then trips in December, crazy. Crazy, watch your girl.
Episode 23, if you're a man and you move in with your girl, you're a speng. That is the biggest facts, simply because every time you argue with a girl and she has advantages over you in terms of she's winning the argument, she wins. Imagine you've moved into her house. The second there's a few breadcrumbs in the butter, you're done. The second you've drank the last bit of milk, you're done. Put the toilet seat up, you're done. Women do not take nonsense, which I appreciate, but sometimes they overdo it. So as a man, make sure you stay in control. You get it? Don't move into a woman's house. I'd rather sleep in the Stamford Hill Sainsbury's car park than move in with a woman. I said that with my chest. Damn right.
Episode 23. When an opportunity arises, you got to look through the phone. Now, I know the man that's trying to kill me for this. Say I'm a simp. Might even say man's insecure, but look. You can't go outside. You can't put in your time, your effort in someone. Imagine you're like 3 years down the line. Like you find out, oh shit, my girl's been cheating on me for 18 months. Broski, the table was there, the phone was there on the coffee table. Why didn't you have a look? Because I'm telling you, the evidence is there. For me personally, I can't lie. I'm not going outside like that. So, boy, if I get my chance, I'm taking it. I don't care. The man's shaking his head at me as well. Like, come on, bro. When anyone goes outside, don't come crying to me because you had that chance. You didn't take it. You lot stay there.
Next up, we've got internet dating is a scam, episode 25. How many times are you going to ask someone how many siblings they have, what they like to do in their spare time? It's boring. If you have Hinge, delete. If you have Tinder, delete. Go outside and talk to people. Go to bookshops, go to WH Smith, go to Otica's, go to Weatherspoons. Weatherspoons is a bit of a different dynamic, you know. I don't know what you're like into. Delete dating apps, go and talk to actual people. No, not in a club as well. In like day-to-day, you know, scenarios. In cafes, go order yourself a chai latte and talk to someone that's sat there. If they want to be spoken to, of course, don't bother anyone.
Oh, let's go. Episode 25, again, yeah. It's a video. Back then I was thinking, there's no way someone can fake a video. It's a video, it's live. Oh, bro, back in the day when man was young, talking to girls, yeah, I was thinking, when I get the snap and she looks how she looks in the snap, there's no way that snap can be fake. There's no way, yeah? It's a video. It's a snap video. There's no way you can be trying to like, manipulate your body and all that shit. I was fooled. Because what girls, yeah, are doing on these alteration videos and these apps that alterate the whole body and shit like that is crazy. So I fell for it, yeah? I was thinking, if there's a snap video and her body looks some type of way, it must be like that in real life, yeah? But man, them, I'm telling you, yeah, them videos in 2022, going into 2023, look out for it, man. These girls ain't playing fair. There's apps that are editing the whole body, bro, yeah? So Like the man who said, these dating apps, kill it. Diving in DMs, kill it. Move to her when you see her.
Episode 26. Everyone that smokes weed is addicted, or at least dependent on it. That's just a fact. You clowns that have the weed little emoji in your bios as well, you're so corny, you girls. It's mostly girls that do it. Everyone that goes to concerts to smoke weed, you're corny. Can we bill it? You're corny. Anything to do with weed is a bit corny. I like to think if you have to take something every 2 days or every other day, that's every 2 days, I shagged it as well. Every day or every other 2 days, you're dependent at least on that thing. When it comes to alcohol, it's different though. Cherry V, get out of me, man. We need that sponsorship.
Episode 26. But now the effects have shown that weed can really get legalized. There's other things that man have legalized that are a lot worse. I'm not some weed connoisseur. There's a man and his boys around here. We don't bun the re, the diamba, whatever you want to call it. We don't really do that over here. But all I'm saying, yeah, legalize the thing, man. Amsterdam's done it. Barcelona's basically done it. London, what are you not waiting for? Just let these guys, I want to get high, let them get high. Because going to bin for weed, you're a joke, man. If you got bin for selling drugs, that is weed. Come on, man. That's a joke to you. It's a big joke. So come on, man. Let's just legalize it. Get the man in mouth. Free the man that are in for weed, man.
All right, episode 25. I bucked off further down the road and it was an Ibis hotel. So you know what I was trying to do? To put it plain and simple.
What are you trying to do, bud?
From young, I had that dog in me, okay? You get what I'm trying to say? That's what the man them do, innit? Just take the girl's hotel, you know what I'm saying? Have you done that before?
Hey, man.
Why is he holding his hands up, man? Come on. Yeah, I had to do what I had to do, man. Like, I'm not in it for the long term. It was a short thing, quick. Saw the hotel, I said, hey, I got an idea. You're like, gank it, man.
Episode 25, I said, if you finish dealing with them, delete the nudes, you creeps. We deal with simps on this show, but we also deal with the weirdos as well that keep a fucking gallery of women on their phones. For what? Like, when I cancelled Netflix, I didn't give a fuck about what was coming up next month in the new shows and the new films, you know what I mean? Delete people's nudes, man. It's weird, it's creepy.
Episode 26, yeah? The thing about nudes and why I like it, yeah, is the exclusivity. It was only meant for me, not like porn, that a million other guys, like Joke Man Lim, Joke Man Marcus, has already seen. Bro, I've lied on the show about my love for nudes, yeah? For the right girl. When I get nudes, yeah, I love it because it's just for me, yeah? All these other things that porn's... Bare man, I've seen it. Bare man, I've seen this girl's tight tits, yeah? When a girl sends you nudes, yeah, she was thinking about you. She was like, this is just for you. Let me make this guy happy, yeah? And let me put a smile on his day, yeah? Diddy Dills, yeah, from Zero Manners. Ain't gonna lie, I appreciate the nudes. Emails down below, yeah? You know what to do, peace.
All right, episode 30. There's grey dons out there. A man's hairline is all the way back there. He's trying to grow his beard out, or then he could just be fat. Girls don't want the fat guy. What I mean by this, it's not kind of mad. It is what it is. At the end of the day, you got to look the part, fam. Like, if you got something that's holding you back, hey, the girl's not gonna give you a good look. You need to look the part. So cut down on eating the crisp. You know what I'm saying? Fix your beard. You got to look the part. Because when you don't look the part, hey, they try to sucker punch you, man. It's a cold world. I'm sorry, man. But I said what I said.
What does that mean? She's gone.
Bro, you didn't stand a chance in the first place.
So there's no love for the fat guy?
Hey, the fat guy's got to get there. The fat guy's got to get there. You know what I mean?
Hey, Bowles, Chris sent a message for the Sims.
How do you want me to address them, bro? Because there's different types of Sims, bro.
What do you know? What do you want to say to the Sims in 2022, going into 2023?
Bro, I've seen enough. I've had enough of them, bro. But let's just to close it off, man. You might need to do better, bro. Because if you don't do better, bro, in 2023, you're just gonna start hanging your souls, fam.
Hey, yo, same. That was boss, man. Hey, peace, man. Hey, peace. Hey, same. Hey, what's wrong with this guy? Hey, what's wrong with this guy?
Episode 29, I said I was doing VR before VR came out. Long time ago when I used to watch porn, we discussed that on that episode. This was a long time ago, about 15 years ago. I used to go straight to the BBW section, Latina. Yeah? When I was watching that, I had my £7 JVC headphones, slapped them on, and he gave me the whole surround sound effect. I had to hear the... I don't want to go into the sound effects, but it was dirty. I don't watch porn anymore. I went into the whole scene with it. I wanted to be there in the California IA condo with the planes. Do you know what I mean?
How did you know about the condo?
It looked like a California IA condo. I'm a visionary, do you understand?
Let's go, episode 30. There's more men that are not in situationships than girls are. The guys that are just not talking to anyone. They just go home, bang fever and wank, yeah? But every girl is talking to someone. This goes without saying, yeah? Every girl, look, you that's watching it now. Yeah, you, I see you. I see you, girl. You're talking to someone. Every girl's talking to someone, yeah? And more men need to understand that. If a girl tells you she's not talking to someone, it's cap. There's actually men out here, yeah, that all they do is go to work, come home, bash and watch and bang FIFA, man. That's what they do. But these girls out here ain't playing fair, man. They're talking to guys, yeah? Or someone's in them sweet, watery. So you know, someone's in there, man. Someone's in there. So that was the Zero Manners Boys. 2022 was... I already told you how it was. It was a difficult year in so many reasons. We're all going through it. But 2023, yeah, we are coming. I know a lot of people say it. I'm not gonna lie. A lot of people say it. It's my year. But nah, new settings, yeah? New levels. We're going up. 2023, Zero Manners Boys. A lot more to come. More content, more different content, more parties. Zero Manners Parties, you know how we get down. I could tell you. Then we'll tell you, shout out to everyone that came to the last one. 2023, we're going up, yeah, with a lot of content that you might not expect from us, yeah. It's going to be a whole different year. So lock in, get ready. Love for all of us. Everyone that supported us in 2022, we appreciate always. We'll see you in 2023. Peace, man.